is America's Truckin' Network with Steve Summers.
Yeah, that would be us, wouldn't it? Well, here we go. Welcome back. Welcome aboard. Yeah, we've got some guests we'll be chatting with tonight, the folks from OPW. I guess let me start off with Brandon. Brandon Grody, right?
Yes.
Grody. So, Brandon, tell me, first of all, give me a little bit of a background. OPW, what is OPW?
OPW is the world's leading manufacturer of gas station equipment.
How large of a company is it? How many employees? You have any idea?
We have about 600 employees worldwide.
Okay.
And we have manufacturing facilities in four different major countries, the U.S., Brazil, the Czech Republic, and China. Our sales channel is majorly distribution. We have a wonderful distribution network. Hats off to all our distributors. They do a great job selling our equipment.
Now, you mentioned DEF.
Mm-hmm.
This is something new that's coming down the pike. I've actually had some calls and some emails, and I know very little. I did a quick Google search last week trying to explain. I know it has something to do with the new 2010 truck engines that are going to be coming out. I guess there's some of them out there on the road now.
Yep.
And this DEF is going to be something we're going to be seeing, I guess, at what, truck stops all over the country, right?
Yeah. Let me give you a background on what's going on. The United States EPA has a new emission standard that goes into effect next year. All new diesel engines on road for next year have to meet these new emission standards. And there's many different ways you can meet the standards, but primarily the majority of the engine manufacturers have decided to use what's their acronym SCR. Not to get too much into the technology, but selective catalytic reduction.
Which is, that's something different. I mean, up to this point, I think they've used mostly what the
EGR.
Exhaust gas recirculation.
Exactly.
So to meet the 2010 requirements, they're saying that they had to change technology completely, right?
Exactly. So they looked at this SCR technology, and what SCR technology utilizes is it utilizes DEF, as you've heard, and DEF stands for diesel exhaust fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, this is one of the most common misconceptions about DEF. It does not go into your diesel fluid. It is a separate tank on your vehicle, and the fluid is used to go into the exhaust stream. It's dosed by kind of what you would call a mini catalytic converter into the emissions tailpipe, and as it goes in there, there's a chemical reaction that happens between the DEF and the nitrous oxides, and the byproduct ends up being water, air, and just a tiny amount of carbon dioxide, everything that is, you know, totally in the atmosphere today and we're used to taking care of.
So where do you guys come into play? You mentioned you do not want to put the DEF in your diesel tank, right?
That is exactly where OPW comes into play. We have a what we're calling a misfilling prevention device, and all the major truck manufacturers are putting this inside the DEF fill pipe. And what it is, it's basically, for lack of a better term, a magnetic interface in between your fill pipe and my nozzle to make sure that if you accidentally try and put the DEF nozzle into your diesel engine, you don't accidentally dispense DEF into your diesel. And that by far is the worst case, because if you do that and then start your engine and start driving down the street, not realizing what you've done, you just ruined your engine. Not to mention the downtime, the repairs, everything that goes along with that.
So that's a bad deal. You don't want to be mixing these up.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, having no idea what this is all about, the DEF, is it going to be set up in underground tanks, much like diesel fuel is now, or is it going to be above ground tanks?
You'll see a little bit of everything. You're going to see some small tote tanks. You'll see 55-gallon drums at times. You'll see all the things all the way up to 10,000-gallon above ground and below ground tanks. So you're going to see a mixed bag as this infrastructure gets built.
So when I purchase this new truck, how much DEF am I going to be buying at a time?
That's an excellent question. Depending on what your engine manufacturer that you choose, you're going to see on average a rate of about 2.5% DEF used per 100% of diesel. So we'll just call it, for every 100 gallons of diesel you use, you're going to buy about 2.5 gallons of DEF.
So you're not going to be purchasing large quantities of it.
Right.
And my truck's going to have a separate tank to fill this thing up then.
Yes. It'll be a separate tank, and as you fill it up, you know, they're going to range anywhere from, let's say, 15 gallons for your smaller medium class trucks to in your heavy duty trucks. You're going to see some 27-gallon tanks, stuff like that.
Is there a big concern that this is going to be a a confusion factor when this really gets to kicking?
I would say that's our biggest concern is the confusion, is people not realizing that this nozzle is not a diesel nozzle. It is a diesel exhaust fluid nozzle, and we really do not want you inserting it into your diesel tank. The way the nozzles were designed, just like go back to when we had leaded versus unleaded fuel, you know, you had to have a different size nozzle spout so that the unleaded or the leaded fuel wouldn't end up in your unleaded tank. Well, mm-hmm. they've done the same thing with DEF. So now your DEF nozzle's even smaller. So you don't really need to be concerned about somebody grabbing the diesel nozzle and trying to put it in the DEF tank because it just won't fit. However, that DEF nozzle will fit into your diesel tank. And that's where our concern is. That's why we wanted to get on the radio and start warning people this is coming and start educating them. You know, you need to be concerned about that. You need to be paying attention to what you're doing when you're filling up. Make sure that, you know, the DEF nozzle only gets inserted into your DEF tank. But at the same time, you know, be rest assured, if you're using OPW equipment and you bought a truck from a supplier that does have the OPW misfilling prevention device in it, then you don't really need to worry about that because we're taking care of you from behind the scenes.
So now this device that you're mentioning, is this something that I would be putting aftermarket, like adding on to my... You say it goes on the truck, or is this...
Well, the majority of the manufacturers that I'm aware of are actually putting them in at the factory, so you won't even need to worry about it. But you should definitely call and ask, you know, am I getting an OPW misfilling prevention device in my truck? Or they might use different terminology. You know, they might call it OPW. They might have designed their own that works with our nozzle. But it's a different... It's a set spec that we're using across the industry to make sure that the magnetics are the right size and the right location to make sure that when you insert the OPW nozzle, you know, it functions properly.
I got an email. I did mention, just briefly, all I had to mention it was one time, and I got an email from someone anxious to hear from you guys. Now, listening Wednesday morning, heard you mention you'd have some folks in from a company that deals with pump nozzles. That interests me. A problem we've had in the Evansville area with people dispensing diesel in their cars. At this particular station, it's happened on a number of occasions. My daughter pumped about 7 gallons in her Dodge Grand Caravan. When she left, the car ran for about 2 miles and quit. He tells a bit more. It's kind of a lengthy email, but apparently she ended up with like an engine fire the next day. The question I have for your guest is, what size nozzle should be on a diesel pump?
Yeah, matter of fact, I don't know the exact diameters, but just pay attention to that. Like I talked about, a diesel nozzle spout is larger than a gasoline nozzle spout. And even gasoline, there's what we call unleaded versus leaded nozzle spouts. And yeah, we don't use leaded fuel anymore, but if that station is using the proper nozzle for diesel, they should be using what we would have called the leaded nozzle spout, the bigger of the two. So then that wouldn't have, if they were using the proper spout, that would have never happened. Then what would have happened then is she would have went to go install that nozzle and just wouldn't have fit. Because they use in the U.S. for automobile vehicles what we call the unleaded restrictor plate in the vehicle so that the leaded nozzle spout won't fit into it. And that's the leaded nozzle spout is what we use for diesel fuel on a smaller nozzle. But that being said, going back to DEF, you don't need to have that concern with DEF that you're going to have the wrong nozzle on there because we've worked with the industry to make sure that we've changed even the thread connections of the nozzles so you won't accidentally see a standard diesel or a gasoline nozzle hanging on a DEF fill point. Only the DEF nozzles will fit on a DEF fill point.
Okay, so they won't hook up the same. Are they going to have a different color scheme or something? Because typically you've got like green for the diesel and
Diesel across the U.S. has been semi of an enigma. The majority of the companies use green, black, or yellow.
Okay,
and that poses a little bit of concern because I know yellow these days has been using a lot for ethanol and showing the E85 and but DEF is going to be primarily blue. You're going to see a lot of people use blue for DEF.
So watch for the blue nozzles.
Absolutely.
But they're not out there yet.
Actually, ours are. We've already started shipping nozzles to help build this infrastructure, and you might already see them out there.
Out there on the road, I guess they call them the tanker yankers, right? They would be familiar with OPW, right? Anybody that's out there, you know, with the tanker hauling gas or diesel or whatever they're moving out there would know.
Yeah, OPW, we don't just make equipment to get the nozzle to your point of sale there into the heavy-duty truck, but we've got the OPW fluid transfer group, which makes loading arms that fill up the trailers. Within Dover, there's Heil Corporation, which makes the tank trailers themselves. Within OPW fluid transfer group, there's Civicon, Napco, Midland, who fills rail cars. So, and we're all part of Dover Corporation. It's a great company to work for.
Big company, apparently, yeah. Well, let's get to the phones and see what's going on out there. Flip, you get to be first out of the box. What's happening, Flip?
All right, I'm on the pole tonight. Good evening, Steve. Good evening, guests. Glad to talk to you all.
Welcome.
I am a company driver. I was stationed out of Phoenix, Arizona. I have a 2010 Volvo, and I just happen to have one of them big red Tesla's.
Excellent.
I participated in the stage two, and I'm participating in the stage three. Volvo was elected to put an 18-gallon tank on the left side, just behind the steps where the driver goes into the cab, so it's protected by the battery box. It's got a nice, pretty robin egg blue cap on it. And right now I'm kind of tied to my company garage in Phoenix due to the fact that your urea is not accessible all over the market yet.
Gotcha. Hey,
go ahead.
Oh, and just to let you know, Volvo is one of the first companies that came to OPW and decided to use our misfilling prevention device. So you probably have one of those within your test vehicle.
It's a black ring, and it makes it smaller. It is smaller in diameter for the hose that I have available to pump the urea. I'm sorry, OPW in.
Excellent.
I'm getting for the drivers who are worried about it. It looks like I'm getting about 200. Miles to a gallon of
DEF urea. I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm used to calling urea, but I'm getting about 200 miles to a gallon. Now, the only thing I look at is on the sun visor here. It tells me that if I don't fill up, that I will start to lose engine power, and if I still don't fill up, it will take me all the way down to 5 miles per hour. So they are serious about this, so don't think that you can just get the truck
yes.
and say, screw it, I don't have to put stuff in.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's a great lead into some of these facts that everyone needs to know. One thing that everyone needs to know is your truck is never going to not start because you don't have DEF. I mean,
right.
they worked with the EPA, and the EPA said, yeah, that's a safety concern itself. We always need to be able to move these vehicles. But as you mentioned, 5 miles per hour seems to be what the industry standard is going to be as to what they're going to call them the incentives that they're going to give you to make sure that DEF is within your tank and that it's on spec, that you don't try and cut it by adding additional water or other different things. You're going to have to buy on-spec DEF. The systems really know what on-spec DEF is and making sure that what you put in there is the right fluid. And to keep that in mind, that goes back to the whole story about getting diesel into your DEF or DEF back into your diesel truck. And you got to make sure that you're putting the right nozzle in there, and that's where OPW comes into play.
Exactly. And like I said, right now, like you're saying right now, it's not available on the open market. So I'm just kind of tied to my company.
Yeah.
But it is water soluble. So mm-hmm. if you do spill some on the paint, just take some water and put it on it. It will clear it up. Two or three times I noticed that it hasn't been cleaned up right away, and it drives to a real thick white crust.
Yep.
But again, water will wash it right away.
Yeah, it's going to look like crystals, little white crystals.
Exactly.
It's going to crystallize when the water evaporates out. You get basically urea crystals behind that. You can just go ahead and, as he said, wash that away with water. It's soluble within water, and it'll wash, rinse right away.
Right, right. So I just want to put a couple facts in there that I've started to notice so far. I've only got 20,000 miles on the truck so far, and I average maybe 35 hours of idle per week down here in the desert Southwest, still over 100 degrees, so you might want to be cool while you're trying to sleep at night.
Yeah, well, take some time. I'm not sure, like you said, you're tied to somebody with getting a diesel exhaust fluid into your tank today. Take some time. Go look at www.opw21gu.com. And that is our website for our technology and the misfilling prevention. If you don't have one of those nozzles out there today, talk to your supplier and make sure you get one.
There you go. All right, you guys have a good night. Thanks,
all right.
Steve.
Thank you much, Flip. Have a great morning. So you're saying, like, in the DEF tank, they've got the ability to sense whether something other than DEF's in there?
Absolutely. Yes, they do.
Wow. And if you run out of DEF,
mm-hmm.
something in the
I guess the control module, the brains of the truck's going to tell it you can only go 5 miles per hour.
You're going to have a gauge right underneath your fuel gauge. Should be the DEF gauge, and there's going to be warning lights that warn you you're getting low. Just like within your fuel today, it's going to warn you that you're getting low ahead of time, and you're going to want to go ahead and refill that tank the next time that you stop. Some of the companies, for example, one of the companies, you can go several hundred miles before some of these incentives start to kick in. So if you're out in the middle of nowhere right now and you aren't where there's some infrastructure built up for DEF, because we all know it's going to take time to get it out there, you don't really need to be majorly concerned today that I'm going to crawl down to 5 miles per hour because I just missed the last station, 100 miles ago. You're going to be able to get to your next location to get your DEF before.
So they're going to give you a chance, give you some warnings, absolutely, some advance notice, but you don't want to, you keep putting it off and you're going to be like, you're out of gas, you're out of fuel.
That's exactly what happened. It's going to slow you down. That's not going to be pleasant.
Okay. I pulled up the website. It's www.opw21gu.com.
Yeah, and the 21GU stands for 21st Century Green Urea Technology.
How about that? And you say this website just fired up a few hours ago.
That's correct.
I mean, so hot off the press, and I see here, afraid of DEF misfilling.
Mm-hmm.
It'll ruin your engine. Stop the misfilling before it stops you, and that's where your product comes in, right?
Absolutely. Hey, going ahead and using the OPW misfilling prevention device in your vehicle is going to allow you some peace of mind to make sure that if you accidentally stick that DEF nozzle into your diesel tank, you're not going to accidentally destroy your engine.
Back to the phones, Silver King, I believe it is. Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, Silver King.
Hey, I kind of have two questions. One question to start with, though. How is this stuff going to handle extreme cold weather? I've been in temperatures 35 below and wind chills 60 plus below.
Yes. Matter of fact, it's going to freeze. It's going to freeze at 12 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 11 degrees Celsius for all our friends up in Canada there. What you have to understand is you don't need to be concerned at night you shut off your truck that the DEF just froze on you. Your truck is still going to start. It has temperature sensors in there. It knows that the urea is frozen. And once it does go ahead and warm up to temperature and turn back into a liquid, it'll start using it again. So don't be concerned about the cold weather temperatures. I know these guys have done a great job to design these trucks to make sure to take that in mind.
Okay. Is this a corrosive liquid, kind of like, road salt stuff, how they are on exhaust systems, they just tear the crap out of everything. Is this going to do something like that from the inside out?
You're gonna find out that they're using absolutely different materials in these systems today than what you're used to seeing out there. Matter of fact, you're not gonna see bare steel. You're not gonna see things like that have high iron contents, etc. Because it's 66% water. So anything that's gonna corrode in water it's gonna corrode in DEF. So you're gonna see a lot of polyethylenes used. You're gonna see a lot of stainless steel used. And elements like that to make sure that that doesn't happen. And more, that's more to make sure that the DEF remains in spec necessarily than it is to, make sure that the system's going to stay intact, because the DEF being on spec is critical to make sure that the chemical reaction to reduce the emission stays there a long time. So we made sure within all of our products, within OPW products, that we've made sure to make them per the ISO spec of chemical compatibility with urea.
So you say this stuff is going to freeze at like 12 degrees.
Yeah, 12 degrees is when it's going to freeze.
So obviously either the tank has to be heated or there's something that's going to keep this stuff.
Yeah, tanks at the fueling station are going to have heaters built them into the areas where they're going to need them. Down in Florida, they're not going to have to build a heater into it. But, up here where we're at here in Cincinnati and up on north, there's going to be heaters built in the system to make sure that when you pull up to that OPW nozzle spout, that you're still going to get fluid out of it. Matter of fact, that's actually another interesting point. You're not necessarily going to see the OPW nozzle in the same sort of nozzle hanger in a cold weather climate that you're used to. It's going to be behind a door, because the whole hose and everything's going to have to stay heated, and there's going to be a heater within that door to keep it heated.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I've bought myself a 2.5-gallon jug, because I'm seeing that they're going to sell it in jugs and drums and different. If I bought myself a 2.5-gallon jug, I'm going to have to keep that in my truck, ain't I?
Yeah.
I've got it out in my side box, and I'm not going to be able to get it in my truck.
Yeah, if you're in a cold weather climate, you're going to want
to
keep
it
up in there.
Something to keep in mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that, drivers. Don't put it in your side box. It'll be solid. It'll be rock solid.
Only in cold weather.
Well, and we get plenty of that.
Yep.
About 7 away from the top of the hour now by going to OPW21GU.com. I don't know where I clicked, but I see they got a picture of the nozzle here, and it's got the blue, and it says the 21GU right there on it.
Yeah.
It does look a bit different than your standard gas nozzle.
Yeah, right? It absolutely does, and it's not just the fact that the spout is smaller, but it looks aesthetically different. You're going to look at this nozzle and say, hey, this is not my standard diesel nozzle. So we did that as well to make sure to help you when you're going to pick up your diesel fuel that it looks different. Matter of fact, you should actually be concerned that when you go up to a pump and it's a DEF one, if it looks identical to a gas nozzle, you might not have the right nozzle there. Mm-hmm. So look for the one that looks different. Look for an OPW nozzle.
And now you said it's going to be compartmentalized or something, if you're going to have it in a...
Yeah, in the colder climates, you're going to see dispensers that were built with cabinets to house the hose in the nozzle, and it'll even be on a hose reel so that you can pull it out farther.
Okay.
And that's to keep it warm in those colder climates so that it doesn't freeze and you can still go ahead and dispense it.
Good deal.
Hey, glad you got them guys in there. And I appreciate one thing about the OPW. I'm familiar with them because of the one thing I like is the breakaway nozzles they have at the diesel pumps. I've seen guys drive off and leave the nozzle in the tank. And,
yes.
And it pulls apart, and they can actually stick it right back together.
Yeah, we make a breakaway valve that's in line. Even these DEF nozzles will have a breakaway valve in them, and they're reconnectable, just as he said. I mean, you can buy single-use ones, and you can buy reconnectable ones, but all the DEF ones are going to be supplied with a reconnectable breakaway on them. So if somebody does accidentally forget to take that nozzle out of their truck before they leave, you'll be rest assured.
How often does that happen? Does it happen
more
than we...
Really? You would be surprised at how often people do that.
I've never left the nozzle in, but I've forgot to put the cap back on and close the door.
I'll give you an example. I've got one test site where I've been running some equipment out in the state of California right now, and we've been monitoring that site. We're getting, on average, at least 2 calls a month. Now, that's just one station. You imagine there's 160,000-plus stations in the U.S. times 2 calls a month. If that is the average... That's a lot of drive-offs.
So, someone brought up the point that, this does happen in the trucking industry. You've got disgruntled drivers out there, and if they, I guess the scenario could arise where you're going to be exiting your employer, and you could stick the DEF nozzle into that diesel fuel tank. And what kind of damage is that going to do anyway?
Yeah, well if nobody knew that disgruntled guy did that, and you start up your engine, and it's full of DEF, and remember it's 66 roughly percent water, and you start running away, just think about what you have done to your engine. It's going to ruin it over time. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how far you get. It's all going to depend on the situation.
On how much they would put in.
Exactly.
So you want one of these.
And that's the great thing about the OPW nozzle. It's designed to only work if it's inserted into the magnetic interface within the DEF tank. So you don't need to worry about a disgruntled driver doing that. Because like we just talked about the automatic, Venturi point, he's only going to get a couple ounces out every time he squeezes that nozzle. He's going to have to be disgruntled for a few hours before he actually fills up that diesel tank.
Okay. Now, as far as you say, most of the manufacturers purchasing these from OPW,
yes,
and installing them in most cases.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, all the major Class 8 truck manufacturers are on spec with OPW, and we've been working with the mid down to light duty vehicles as we speak to make sure that their vehicle systems are designed to handle this. There's a couple out there on the light duty side that haven't done so yet, and we encourage them to do so, but I'm not too concerned about it. The light duty vehicle manufacturers, the way the EPA made their standard was for a small duty vehicle that the urea tank has to be sufficiently sized to where you only need to fill it in between service intervals, or a better way to say it would be oil changes.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are going to require you to come back to them as a service center in order to keep your warranty to buy the DEF back from them as well. So the light duty guys, you're not going to see them as much at the major truck stops filling up their DEF.
Let me grab Buckaroo or Buckaboo.
You do that every week.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I got a couple questions. I'm thinking about going ahead and jumping over and getting my own truck. I understand there's some certain emissions that's going to take place here about 2011 or maybe this year. And I'm not quite sure what that is. And the fuel that you're talking about, is it automatically come with all that water in it?
Okay. What we're talking about, it's new emission standards that start for new truck sales starting January of 2010. Not just trucks. Keep in mind, it's all on-road diesel engines in January of 2010. And the fuel is not different. You're still going to put the same ultra-low sulfur diesel that you're supposed to use today, or if you're buying biodiesel, you keep using your biodiesel. The fuel remains the same. This is an exhaust treatment. So think of, you know, today you got to put windshield washer fluid, and you got to change your oil, you got antifreeze. This is a separate fluid. It doesn't mix with your fuel whatsoever, and we don't want you to mix it with your fuel. By doing that, you're going to damage your engine. So this is a separate tank on your truck.
All right. Kind of like the hydraulic that they have on dump lifts.
Right, exactly. And that's where OPW comes into play here, because, like we said, there is this common misconception that this is a different fuel, or that this fluid is supposed to go within the fuel. And we've heard that a lot. That is the most common misconception.
Like an additive kind of thing, which it's not.
Right, and that's why OPW designed the misfilling prevention device, because we it's really hard to make sure you educate every single person, you know, across both countries, because this is going across Canada as well as the U.S., this DEF is, and to make sure that this misfilling prevention device is being used to where somebody accidentally takes their nozzle and sticks it into the gas or diesel tank, you accidentally don't ruin your engine.
Very good. So I'm looking here. I guess this is like the downloadable brochure kind of thing you've got on your OPW21GU.com website.
Yes.
The new system, the new DEF filling system, there's nothing like it. Nothing else like it.
No, there isn't.
As it says. So the idea is when you put this nozzle in, it says here the nozzle forgets how to operate, kind of.
If you accidentally put it into your diesel tank, it will not function. You'll just spit out a couple ounces every time you click that nozzle. That's all that's going to happen. You've got water filters, you know, on those engines that are going to handle up to a couple quarts. So you'll be able to realize, oh, hey, wait, I'm in the wrong nozzle, or I'm in the wrong fill point here. Mm-hmm. And then you stick the nozzle into the DEF tank. It'll have the magnet on board, and it'll fill it right
so
up.
So if you do accidentally or incidentally get a few ounces in there, that's not going to be enough.
Exactly.
I mean, most guys are using, especially, I guess, in the winter months, the additives to take water out and condensation out of the tanks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that should work with getting most of the DEF out.
Where you got to be concerned is, you know, just go ahead and filling it up. You know, you got a 100-gallon tank, and you just put 80 gallons of DEF in there. That's a big concern.
Yeah,
and that's where OPW comes into play.
Not enough additives to take that out.
No, there is not.
Okay. So that's interesting technology. So the idea is the DEF or urea is injected. Once again, where does that go? It goes into the exhaust? Is this at a point where it's going to be superheated or something to try to burn off?
The urea or the DEF and the diesel fuel are never mixed. The exhaust is where the DEF is is injected. So it gets injected into the exhaust, and that's where the chemical reaction happens in a catalyzer, and to mix the DEF with the nitrous oxide, and the byproducts being water, air, carbon dioxide.
So it's just, in essence, supposed to be superheating or something to make sure that there's no leftover contaminants coming out of the pipe.
And it reduces the emissions, what I've seen on estimates, about 90%.
Well, once again, it's OPW21GU. .com if you want to learn more on the World Wide Web there. Well, anyway, from the top of the hour, I've got to tell you, Brandon, I have to tip my hat, compliment you, your knowledge about the DEF and urea. And,
I appreciate it.
That's not, I mean, technically, that's not what you're all about. You're about the nozzles and the equipment to use this stuff.
Yeah, we're about an equipment manufacturer to make sure that the fuel gets from the underground or above ground storage tank to the vehicle safely.
But you're up on your stuff.
I've been involved in a lot of different committees on this. I'm a member of the Petroleum Equipment Institute's recommended practice on the safe storage and handling of DEF. Mm-hmm. That's in process right now. We plan on publishing that by the end of the year.
Well, once again, OPW. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, guys. And
we appreciate it. Thank you
very
much for having us.
I'm sure if we have additional questions, we might have to invite you back again.
You never know.
But for those that want to learn more, again, the website,
OPW21GU.com, 21st Century Green Urea Technology.
go to the web, learn more there, and you've got the graphics and everything and some downloadable information that is very helpful.
Yeah, thank you, Steve, very much. Thank your audience. You guys have been great.
It's been an educational experience. I was hoping it would be. I know a lot more about DEF now. So now when the dummies, I mean, when the people call, I can answer their questions because, you know, I felt like a dummy in recent weeks. I had a guy just about a week ago calling asking.
There you go.
Exactly what the DEF was. I said, you know, I don't really know. Let me do a quick Google search. And I read the definition of what DEF and urea was. But, I mean, so it's been an educational experience.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
So with your technology, the idea is to not get the wrong product in the wrong tank.
That's correct. Misfilling prevention at its finest.
OPW will be there.